Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I regularly complain that the so-called economic experts are deceiving the public. When they do so, it is difficult for Americans to understand what is really going on. An article in the November issue of the Greater Lansing Business Monthly is a perfect example of what I am talking about. Titled Budget Deficits and the National Debt, it is written by Michigan State University economics professor Mordecai Krinen. In one paragraph, the author states, quote, "Indeed, no sign of inflation beyond the acceptable level of 2% per year was visible in Europe or the U.S. in the past 7 years," unquote. Apparently, Professor Krinen only reads selective government reports and not data produced by Gallup and others, or even some U.S. government reports that do track consumer prices rising more than the 2% annually for most of the last 7 years. In the following paragraph, the misguided professor falsely claims that the government in the Eurozone kept their budget deficits within the specified 3% in the 8 years ending 2007. Only by using erroneous cash flow accounting would this statement be true. In the real world, private companies and soon state and local governments in the U.S. have to report changes in unfunded liabilities to more accurately reflect budget surpluses and deficits. Using these more accurate accrual accounting methods, no Eurozone government has ever met the budget deficit limits. The worst falsehood in the article is in the discussion of government debt to nation's gross domestic product. The author wrote, quote, "In the U.S., it is about 90%, unquote. When including unfunded liabilities, the federal government debt is more than 500 to 1,200% of GDP. I'm sure that Professor Krinen knows this to be true, so what is he trying to hide? This is just a few of the falsehoods in the article. I could go on much longer. In printing this article, the magazine did a major disservice to its readership of business and civic leaders. How can people find solutions if they aren't being told what the real problems are? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.